Reviews. Reviews.
Commentary. Not just another podcast.
Now here comes your host, Cal.
Running diagnostic. Critical system failure. Rebooting. Delete last known good configuration. Defragment sector. Recompiling executable. Run program.
Welcome to the Big Ball Broadcast, episode 147, with all the geeky news you can use. Our official website is thebigballbroadcast.com, part of the Geek Media, and we stream live online each and every Thursday on Stickam, stickam.com/bigballbroadcast. Every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, coming at you from the West Coast. My name is Kyle Hebert, an anime and video game voice actor.
And your co-host from the East Coast, Otherworld Steve. I'm a musician, amongst other things.
And what you just heard on our intro was a time of change, the passing of an old intro, and the beginning of a new intro. The music provided by our special guest this week, iShine. Hello, iShine.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody. All right, so we've got Maurice on drums, vocals, and piano, Eddie on lead guitar, Crystal on bass, and you may know him from numerous anime and video games, Mr. Johnny Young Bosch on lead vocals and guitar. Woo!
Hello.
You guys, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I think you're our very first musical guest.
Yes.
Steve doesn't count.
Well, I know, Steve doesn't count, and Zero Reynolds doesn't count. No, but really. I mean, you're our first, like, big band guest.
Nice.
Cool.
So you got an official website, iShine.net. You're on Facebook. You got your Facebook group going. You got albums galore. The current one available now is My Paper Kingdom. You got a new CD coming out this summer, right?
That's right, yep. Tone of Echoes.
Tone of Echoes. And let's see, what else? You're trying to get on the Warp Tour, right?
Yep, Warp Tour. Vote for us. We need votes.
Battleofthebands.com/iShine.
And we got two new songs from two albums coming up.
Ooh,
right, actually, nice. Actually, those two songs that we sent you guys, one of them is off our next album, and the other one is off our acoustic album, which will come on, I guess, sometime after the summer.
All right, cool. Now, to tease our audience, you'll be hearing both of those songs a little bit later in our show. We're going to disguise it as a pee break. But basically, it's a chance for those who are listening to the Big Ball Broadcast who don't know iShine to get a nice little taste of it as well. So battleofthebands.com/iShine to get you guys some votes to get you on the Warp Tour. All right, so I got to start with the beginning. How long has iShine been in existence, Johnny?
iShine, we've 2004. I guess is when we adopted the name iShine. We were probably, Maurice and I were playing, and we had a couple other guys a couple years before that, but we didn't call it iShine, I guess, until 2004, so.
Now, your genre, people want to know, it's rock, but is it like alt rock, or as your Facebook page says, edge rock?
Yep.
Yeah, it is edge rock. It's something that I guess was discovered by iShine or Maurice and Johnny.
We're trying to like develop a style and make it our own, you know. We do call it edge rock because, and we do have our own voice, even though maybe somebody might say you guys sound like this or that. But we just want to try to stand apart a little bit if we can.
Steve is of course our resident musician. He has his own band, Perimeter of the Void, here on the show, and he was really really excited to get to talk to musicians for the interview here. So I'm going to pass the mic to him now.
Well, the first thing I want to know is where can I buy your stuff?
You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, cdbaby.com or .net, iShine.net. We have our own store on our website. Actually, if you order stuff through us, you can request that we sign it.
Yeah.
The other places, obviously, you can't get our signature.
Or a show.
That's basically.
Oh yeah, or if you see us at a show, you can get stuff there.
Okay, now Johnny, you're pretty well known for being out there voice acting video games and anime. We get to catch you guys live at TokoshoCon, which is really great. I loved that that space that they had available for the bands. It was pretty sweet. Now, might as well get this out of the way right now. For the rest of the band, you guys aren't anime voice actors, so what's it like going to anime conventions, seeing the people dressed up in cosplay, signing autographs at an anime con, not being part of that culture per se?
Well, it's at first it's a little different. When I first joined Johnny and Maurice and I went to the animes, it was a little different, but actually, you know, the people get into it, they enjoy going to those things, and you actually start to get enjoying it as well. And after a while, the people start enjoying the music, you know, so that's, as long as they enjoy it, I guess it's all that matters.
You said enjoy like six times.
Enjoy.
Have any of you guys become anime converts or any interest in getting in the booth as a result of going to all the cons?
Yeah, next, this is Maurice. I actually watched anime. Yeah, I'm a nerd. So it'd be funny because we didn't even, like, I watched anime and I'm like, this is cool, man. Then Johnny would be like, yeah, I just got casted as the lead.
Red Johnny. Yeah.
Do you laugh if you hear Johnny in something?
No, at first it was weird because I'm like, yeah, oh, it's Johnny. But he's good.
The newest member of the band is Crystal, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Crystal, how long you been in iShine?
For a couple months, I guess probably officially this year, I guess maybe January, February, maybe December. And but I've been playing with them since, I guess I started rehearsing with them like in September sometime. So
cool.
Yeah, she all actually right. came on as our sub, well, because our bassist couldn't go to all our gigs at the time. And so she came in and subbed for us, and eventually he just bowed out. And then so we were like, hey, she's good enough.
Yeah, I got to mention now that people in the chat room are going really crazy and saying, you know, girl power, it's awesome, a girl's in the group, this, that, and the other. I mean, how do you react to that, Crystal? Do you really think that gender really matters that much? Or it's like, hey, I'm just a musician, you know?
I don't think so. I think gender doesn't matter. I mean, if you're good, you're good. If you're not, then you're going to know you suck. But it's different because, you know, sometimes people don't expect you to be actually in the band. They think you're like one of the girlfriends or like a groupie or something. So when you actually go out there and play, like, they look at you different. And there's a lot of young girl fans that really, really, you know, enjoy a girl in the band. So it's really cool.
I always think it's hotter when a chick plays. It's like, that's cool.
The funny thing is we've been trying to get endorsements for the longest time. We sent out press kits. We contacted all these companies and we didn't get squat. And so we're like, I passed it off to these guys. And so she started doing it. And next thing you know, we're getting endorsed left and right. So I think there is something to having a chick in the band.
Some flirting skills works a little, you know.
Keep those fanboys at bay, right? You got a baseball bat or just threaten to conk them on the head with your bass or whatever.
Sid Vicious style. I know you guys, you're really humble. You do a lot of work by yourself. You don't really rely on a lot of representatives of big businesses or whatever. And I know recently you guys were offered a development deal and Johnny had tweeted about it, but you guys turned it down. I was wondering if you talk a little bit about that.
It was really kind of the first official deal, I guess, contract that we got. I mean, we had there's a few independent, I guess, labels that had contacted us before, but we never really saw a contract. And this was the first time we got a contract. And they were kind of in bed with Warner Music Group. So that was the one nice thing about it, is that they can walk it right into Warner Music. But the deal wasn't that good, you know? And I don't know, it was tough because we really just want to get signed, you know? So there's a couple days there where we were just thinking we should just sign it, you know? But we would lose 50% of everything that we've created, I guess, right? You guys, you fill in here? Or are you guys just reading the chat?
It's morning time. Somebody said in bed, LOL.
No, but yeah. I agree.
Yeah, they were in bed.
It was a tough decision.
Basically, they offered us, they didn't offer us anything that we weren't already doing. Basically, they just wanted to do like an online distribution thing. They had never seen us live, actually. That was probably for me the the moment where I said, okay, because I asked him on the phone, I was like, so is this all based on just our CD or have you seen us live? He's like, no, we haven't seen you live. And so for me, I just felt like, well, that's not real, you know? It's like, it's great that you like our CD, but if you don't think we're good performers, then why are you trying to sign us? And so
They're just trying to get part of our sales.
Yeah, you know, they're trying to screw us, I guess. It bothered me a little bit. I want somebody to say, yeah, we like your music, and we like the way you perform. I want to feel like we're accepted as complete musicians, you know? Like, Kyle, like, how often do we audition? We get rejected all the time. It'd be weird if, you know, like, I felt like I just had to, like, it wasn't enough. Like, we didn't work hard enough for it.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to that audition thing, for sure, because right. I'm sure that being, you know, a band trying to make it, much less produce your own album and get it out there, and even use social media nowadays, can be a bit of a challenge because there's just a glut of everyone. There's so much signal and so much noise, and how do you filter through it?
Right. It was tough, but we do feel like it was the best decision for us not to take.
Well, with this day and the age and the state of the recording industry where everything's in chaos because of so much rampant piracy online, do you really want a deal, or do you think it's something you can pursue for the next few years doing it independently the way you guys are working it out now?
You know, we wouldn't mind a distribution deal, but part of that is that, like, it's one thing to get your stuff inside the stores, it's another to have enough fans to be able to buy them and get them out of the stores. And right now it's I think it will take us a couple more years, you know, just playing around, and we're trying to book a few more gigs. We've been doing the con circuit, which is great because it's there's quite a few fans there. But we need to get enough people outside of that as well to actually want our CD. But I think it's probably going to be another couple of years before we see anything serious.
And I would imagine getting on the Warped Tour would really, really do a lot for that cause. So remind everybody who came in the chat late, what can they do to make sure you guys can get on the Warped Tour this year?
battleofthebands.com/iShine. And just, they make you register, but just vote. You can vote once per day. They don't expect you to do it every day, but that would be great. And play our songs.
Yeah, play our songs. Vote for us as often as you can.
Make us look good.
there's a couple bands that are cheating, and it's tough because we want to. At the same time, we want to open up 10 accounts and then vote for us 10 times every single day. But we're not doing that. So, yeah, any support would be great.
Yeah, unfortunately, the whole internet thing, it seems so biased, where it's not really about the popularity of the music. It's about how many friends do you have that can constantly refresh a page and click vote, or like you said, make multiple accounts. And it's really frustrating being a musician and having to deal with that. But getting out to the anime conventions, it certainly sounds like a huge plus.
Yeah, because the audience is already built in, you know, and so they'll come check it out, and if they like it, they'll stick around, you know, which is great because we get introduced to a lot of new fans that way.
Now, Johnny, is it weird for you being at a con and wearing those two hats? It's like, no, right now I'm in iShine mode. Come see me tomorrow at my panel and I'll talk about voice acting.
You know what? I guess I haven't really thought about it. I just, whenever it's time to do the music thing, I just switch gears. Yeah, I don't really think about it.
What about kind of, you know, how the internet has really changed the face of the way we consume our news, the way we consume our entertainment? For example, you know, in the old days, I put quotes around that, the good old days, you know, bands and record labels would, you know, kind of say, submit their music to radio stations to get airplay and all that. Do you guys do that as well as part of your promotion?
We had a while back done some college radio stuff, and you end up having to spend quite a bit of money. And then you just really don't know what's going on with it, really. It's kind of tough, you know. There's so many things out there that you can easily get screwed on. Like, I think we spent close to $3,000 or something to get, like, this big campaign in college radio, but we never knew if anything got played. I mean, we'd see a couple times people would say, yeah, I heard your stuff at my college or whatever. And so I guess, I mean, with our new album, once it's done, we're going to just start submitting and see what happens. Not all radio stations accept unsolicited stuff, though.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find the right person. So it's kind of tough. But if there are enough, like let's say a bunch of fans start requesting iShine at their local radio station, then I'm sure they would maybe start to look around and see who we are. But even that's going to take a while before they start to take it serious, I guess. There has to be quite a bit.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of music podcast out there, you know, instead of terrestrial radio or satellite radio, you know, this on-demand internet radio thing, you know, for example, here you are on a Geeky News podcast So we're getting guys, we're getting gals, we're getting people that come to us every week and listen to us talk about geeky stuff. And now we're talking to someone who's in the industry, but is also a musician, exposing you in all that way as well. So have you thought about, you know, submitting your music to music podcasts and everything?
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. I guess we never really thought about it, like really kind of going after that. And it takes two licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I was just answering a chat question. Yeah, no, that's something that I guess we'll look into. You got that, Crystal?
You got it.
Or Eddie, you do that.
Yeah, Eddie's.
Eddie's got a job now.
I'm on it.
If they haven't heard us, they can go to our website, eyeshine.net, eyeshine.net. And there are a few free downloads on there. There's like a zip file, I think. And there's like four or five songs on there. There's some music videos on there, too.
Oh, yeah. And as I say, when we take a break here, we're going to play two of your songs back to back. I mean, one of the ones you said is newer, from coming from the Tone of Echoes. And then another one is on the current album, I guess?
Yes. Well, Tone of Echoes isn't out yet. That one's released in the summer. And so Hope Is So Far Away, you guys are going to play that one. Tearing Away, the acoustic version of song with Kimberly Freeman from One Eyed Doll. And that's going to be on our acoustic album, which will come out later in the summer.
That's called Afterglow.
Yeah, Afterglow. It's a different
Hi.
Yeah, our chat room said, hey, Crystal, say hi. You're not being Trunks Chica in the chat says, Eddie, I want to pet your hair again. You get a lot of that. You do have the biggest hair in the band.
I do.
And Fanto 5692, yes, Eyeshine Music is available on iTunes. Can you speak to that, guys, about iTunes? We've talked about the controversy of, it's like, well, yes, blessing and a curse. You get your album on iTunes. That's awesome exposure, or on Amazon Marketplace. But, you know, how much of a cut, you know, someone downloads your new single for 99 cents. How much is your band actually going to see of that?
I think we see like 60 cents or something like that, or 50 something. It's not a whole lot, but I once, you know, obviously the more people do it, then the better the profit is, I guess. It's not bad. I don't care. I mean, it's like, it's better than not having it up, you know. Obviously, it's better for us if you buy it direct from our store.
Then we can sign it.
Oh, sweet.
I guess you guys can't autograph a download. That's one downside.
Yeah, right. And you don't have a physical CD.
So you don't have a physical CD. Yeah, it depends, you know, because for me, I hardly buy CDs anymore. Physical CDs, I mean. I now just go straight to iTunes and download them.
Right. Yeah. Same here. Unless there's like a bonus DVD with like some really exclusive content, then yeah, I just go to the iTunes store, download to my iPhone, which kind of leads to my next question. It's kind of, when we talk about geek stuff here, are what kind of cell phones you guys rocking? Smartphones or just regular phones?
Blackberry.
I
had an iPhone, but I lost it.
I got a Blackjack.
Nice. Blackberry fans, how long have you been a hardcore Blackberry person? Or is it just because I don't like Apple? Or is it just because you really like Blackberry?
No, Blackberry is awesome. Like 2 years. I love it.
No, I actually wanted to get an iPhone, but my wife wouldn't let me because she didn't like the how you had to push on the screen. So I got the BlackBerry. But she is convinced that we're getting an iPhone.
I'm just waiting for the 4G iPhone.
4G iPhones will be really good. But yeah, you know, we got to get off that crummy AT&T service. My guys here on the podcast love to give me grief about it. And
that's actually I heard. It's like AT&T, you get a lot of drop calls and stuff. So. You know, I knew a guy, actually, the guy that played Boba Fett. He has a T-Mobile, but he had, like, somehow hijacked an iPhone and made it work.
Yeah, you can jailbreak it, and you can just put it on whatever carrier you want.
Speaking of iPhones, we might have something coming out for you iPhone users.
We do have an iPhone app.
In the works.
In the works.
In the works.
And also,
nice.
We do have a podcast. But it's just videos.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten as far as casting some pod.
All right, now I know this is true of the bigger, you know, the big acts, Metallica, this, that, and the other that sell out stadiums and all that. That money to be made more so nowadays is not from CD sales, but from concerts. Do you find that to be true for you guys?
Not in LA.
No, everywhere we play in LA, at least
we
have to pay. You know, like, where was it? Viper Room, we had to pay $450. Somewhere else, it was $350.
Via ticket sales, of course.
Yeah, it all works out. Like basically, you have to buy, when you pay like $600 or something, like at whiskey, and you have to sell tickets to cover that cost or whatever. Most of the time, I guess every time, I don't think we've ever made any profit. We've come out like we were counting it out, and it's like exactly even, like $4.50, nice, or just a little, like $10 more.
Yeah,
we don't see that profit.
Oh man, this is kind of like really eye opening for me. I've never heard that. I don't know the process. You know, for bands, it's like, well, we want to play the Viper Room. Well, how do you go about doing it? Well, you got to pay for it. Like, oh, exactly. Really?
Yeah, and I think $4.50 is pretty cheap. It depends on like there's certain promoters, I guess, and they do a show, and so, you know, it's split between a certain amount of bands. I think if you went directly to them, it's going to cost you quite a bit more. I knew a guy once, they had to pay like, I think, $1,000 to $2,000 for the whiskey, which I thought was ridiculous. And this was a couple of years ago, but they were some no-name band and trying to do it themselves.
Wow. And I believe that's just L.A.
I think it is just L.A. Most other states, it's not a pay-to-play kind of thing.
They'll just come in. Or it'll be free.
Yeah, we actually, when we went to Arkansas, that was a fiasco. But we went there, and then we found a place to play, and they're like, oh, yeah, we pay out-of-state bands or whatever $1,000 a night or something. And we're like, what? We didn't see that, obviously, because we snuck in last minute.
Do you play any shows in Canada? We got Care Bear 189 in our chat that says, play in Toronto.
Yeah. Toronto. Well, we did like an acoustic thing. We haven't – there's if there were more fans requesting us up there, I'm sure it'd make it easier to get there and play. Obviously, that's going to cost us quite a bit if we have to pay for ourselves. If a con flies us out, that's a whole different story, you know.
Right.
So request us, Care Bear.
Yeah. Request us, please. And maybe
Panda.
We'll be there.
Panda Bear.
Eddie can't read.
When the podcast was at TekoshaCon, one of the great things that we were able to do is we were able to stream live. So anybody who couldn't attend the convention, they were able to see us both video and audio on the internet. Have you guys ever considered doing anything like that, like actually streaming a concert or even recording a concert and making it available online later on?
Wow. We haven't thought about like us doing it ourselves. We've played a couple times like for contests that were live.
Well, would people even watch that?
Yeah, I wonder how many people would actually watch that. I don't know. Yeah. I guess we never really thought about doing it ourselves.
I guess
we could just plug in right now and start playing.
Dylan
would watch us.
Not Dylan.
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 All right.
Okay.
The iShine crew is starting to lose it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, again, the whole streaming thing, I mean, you could log into StickCam any day and see, you know, solo acoustic artists sitting there doing, you know, little concerts pretty much in their bedroom and the little chat room of fans following them and all that. So maybe something to consider, a little iShine Unplugged set.
That's
on StickCam.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I think we will do something
We'll make a big bald iShine
broadcast. We'd pay you for that.
That's right. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Perfect. Okay. We're going to take a little break. And instead of playing our usual barrage of promos promoting other podcasts and things, we're actually going to play some iShine music. So we got two songs. And I'll be honest, I'm completely in the dark here as to what we're playing. Johnny, what are we playing? You want to give a little background here on these two songs we're going to hear?
Yes. One song is called Hope Is So Far Away. And that is the new single from our next upcoming album, Tone of Echoes. The other song is called Tearing Away, and that song features Kimberly Freeman from One Eyed Doll, and that's off our acoustic album Afterglow.
Enjoy some iShine. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to the band some more, ask them what their favorite video games are, maybe some other questions. And of course, if you're in the chat room right now live, you can fire a question, and maybe we'll ask the guys and gal. Got to say hello to Crystal there, too.
Hi.
All right. Anyway, the Big Ball broadcast will be right back. Here's iShine.
Here's my chance to think up all the things I wanna say, all the things that make me feel that I'm afraid. and broken child. I'm here among the wild. Thorns that cut me deep when I breathe in. I'm turning away from all of the pain, from all of the things that make me feel that I can't dream. I'm turning away from all of the pain, from all of the things that make me feel that I can't dream. Here's my chance to think up all the things I wanna say, all the things that make me feel that I'm afraid.
My mind has gone astray, and the world before me simply peels away.
Like a poor and broken child, I'm here among the wild. Thorns that cut me deep when I breathe in. I'm tearing away. but it's still so distant. It's in our hands just to make it happen.
Hey, we're iShine, and you're listening to the Big Ball Broadcast.
Oh, yeah. iShine is in the house right here on our this is the 147th episode of the Big Ball Broadcast. We got we've got Maurice, Eddie, Crystal, and Johnny Young Bosch all here on the program. Thank you guys for chilling with us tonight. We got just a few more questions. We're going to get towards the geeky side of things here. Want to know what sort of video games everyone's playing nowadays?
Ninja Town, DS.
You know, I just played Heavy Rain on PS3.
I like to play Modern Warfare.
I like to play Punch Out on Nintendo.
I love Final Fantasy. I'm refusing to buy it yet because I'll lose my life.
Hey, we want to give a special shout out to our UK street team president,
Nero 1000. What's up?
He's got eye shine tattoo. It's pretty sweet looking.
You guys should check it out.
Yeah, Nero, you should post a pic on iShine's Facebook wall or on the Big Ball Broadcast wall. Everyone wants to see, you know, when someone loves a band so much that they will emblazon their skin with something that they will take to the grave.
Speaking of the fan base, and I apologize in advance for being a downer, but this is a very serious question that I think deserves a very serious answer. This is something Mark reminded me to talk to you guys about. How do you guys justify your actions of beating up staff at a con, and do you think all this negative publicity is going to help improve your public image?
Well, he wasn't staff. Stole that shirt in order to get close to us, and so he was a bit crazy, so we had to take it down. But he paid all us right enough, so we eventually took a picture with him, gave him an autograph.
Took his money.
This video did get a lot of circulation on YouTube and Facebook, of course. How not to approach Johnny Young Bosch?
Yeah,
this is actually,
if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It was actually Andrew's idea.
Pretty funny.
It was pretty clever.
And that was done at a con?
That was done at the last con in Rochester.
Toricon,
yeah.
Very, very cool. Now, when you guys do a late night show, I'm sure you get the munchies and everything. So everyone go through their list here. What's your favorite late night drive through menu item?
Dang.
Depends on where we're at.
And what day, because Del Taco has Taco Tuesdays.
Ooh. Dude, I'm there every Tuesday.
That's right.
Man, I love Carl's Jr. or on the East Coast, Hardee's. I love their chili cheese fries. You know, I just eat anything late night.
Whatever's open.
I do find myself going to Taco Bell quite a bit too, though.
Fourth meal. No, White Castle sucks. I'm sorry. This is Maurice. Shout out. Boo to White Castle. That's nasty.
Yeah.
You see, Lol is our mod in our chat, and she just loves White Castle. So.
But it tastes like soggy burgers. You like that?
Hey, you like soggy burgers? You kidding me? They are pretty soggy, though. Like, the bottom of them. It's like they soak them in water before they give them to you. and if you've had a White Castle burger, you see that there's, like, five holes in the meat. So why are there five holes in the meat? Because it takes five bullets to kill a rat.
Ooh!
That's right. Take that to your White Castle eating person.
Well, now you'll never get a White Castle endorsement. Are you happy now?
Although I guess if you dip them in water, they do go down easier. But they come out.
Speaking of endorsements, all right. So you've got some endorsements for musical instruments and all that. But what do you think about bands being, you know, used in beer commercials and this, that, and the other? I mean, would you guys pounce on the chance to be on a Bud Light or something? Or
$1 million?
No. I don't know. You know, I think the nice thing is right now the endorsements we're getting are ones that I guess it's kind of half and half. There's certain ones that we really want.
Well, I love Vitamin Water, Red Bull, Rockstar. I'll do that.
Beef jerky.
I think we'd want to support anything that we would actually use or want to use, kind of, or drink, or eat. We should get endorsed by Taco Bell.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Boobies.
What? It starts.
Crystal, our chat room quickly devolves around boobs and just got to talk really fast.
Welcome to new media, ladies and gentlemen. Boobies. Yes, this is the audience that you get to play for. And they're like, hey, I shine, boobies. I did want to, I actually jumped back in, which I'm normally supposed to be the behind the curtain guy, but I wanted to continue to talk about the whole video game thing because, yes, Final Fantasy does take away your life, but not more than World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I had to quit World of Warcraft.
Did your family sit you down, have like a little intervention, like, we miss you and you never talk to us anymore?
Well, I couldn't go out. That whole raid thing, but maybe now it's good, but yeah, it just took way too much time.
Have you seen that South Park episode?
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
That's what happened, Maurice.
Yes, that's what happens. You get fat and it's acne and Taco Bell every night. Yeah. And then you don't look good in pictures. Why is there no Halo love in this room other than me and Kyle? I'm feeling very, very oppressed.
I love PlayStation.
I used to. I played the first one, I guess, with my brother-in-law-ish. But then they moved out of town, and so I just haven't had anybody else to play Halo with.
I would play it if my friend's Xbox.
There's an army of people for you to play Halo with in this Skype room, in that chat, and they'll all cover your six. I guarantee it, especially since May 3rd, Halo Reach multiplayer beta, free to all, so long as you spent $60 on Halo 3 ODST.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, because that would be no good, man. I'd be running around shooting the wrong people.
Yeah, Super Street Fighter.
And Maurice is colorblind. He'd shoot the wrong people, too.
Yeah, I am colorblind.
Well, see, the great thing about the new Halo system is that when you get team killers, you can just boot them. So every time that Maurice gets his colorblind shot in your head, it'll give you a little prompt that says, do you want to boot Maurice from this game off your team? Yes, absolutely. Get rid of him right now. He's a deficit in my score. That's what I do to Kyle.
Yeah, I know. I love me some Halo. I love me some Modern Warfare. I just picked up Super Street Fighter 4, and no, it's not just because I'm Ryu.
I like to beat Maurice in Super Street Fighter.
So. Actually, Maurice beat Eddie like 5 times at one of the last cons.
He started crying. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was
kind
of sad.
My control wasn't working.
Hey,
real quick, is the Greg in the chat room, Greg? Our U.S. president, street team president?
Says, yeah, boy.
You have your own personal army. It rivals the Rangers.
Cool. Both our street team presidents are here. Greg actually played with us. He played alone with us at our show at Toracon.
Yeah. He did really good.
Hey, he played the song alone. He didn't play alone.
Oh, that's right. He played the song titled Alone.
He was all by himself. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, he did the solo and everything.
Yeah, he did good. Good
job, Greg.
When you say that he played alone, all I can imagine is that you had him in a room in a nice little booth, and you were behind a two-way mirror, and just like, he's doing really well, isn't he? Yeah.
Gave him a couple of Hot Wheels, and he just started playing. He's so good playing by himself.
Meanwhile, the chat has devolved into strawberry boobies now. Now it's flavored.
That sounds gross.
Does anybody in the chat room have any questions for us?
What's that? How did you come up with the name Eyeshine? Well, we had a stupid band name before, and I wanted to change it. And so I was just sitting around watching Crocodile Hunter, and he was looking for crocs at night on his boat in a river. And he'd hold up this lantern, and he'd go, you got to look for their eyeshine. And he'd jump in, he'd grab them, and he just kept doing it. He kept holding up the lantern, he'd see their eyeshine, and he'd say, look at their eyeshine, and he'd jump in, and... Crikey. And then it just stuck.
Yes, rest in peace, Steve Irwin.
Yeah, it sucks. shows in Florida. Yes, we're playing in Miami.
Mizucon.
I don't know when it is, but it's later. Bite me.
There you go. Tappy Cat wants to know if the Teddy Bear song will appear on any of your CDs.
What?
No, that was just, we were just goofing around. We had some time.
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. So you can check it out.
He just got a girlfriend
there.
Too, so.
Oh, yeah, the Teddy Bear.
Yeah, soon.
We will be doing a song. They will be doing a duet. We haven't figured out when yet.
Musical influences, I saw.
Musical influences, Beatles, Oasis, Foo Fighters.
You know, this is Maurice, the drummer. I like everything except most country.
This is Eddie. I'm the metal guy, the metalhead guy. So I like Metallica. I actually like a lot of 80s stuff. Cinderella, Great White,
Striper.
Striper. So
I like Taking Back Sunday, Thrice, all that good stuff. Some 80s music. I like to dance. Dancing is fun.
I like to dance.
I just want to dance.
So random.
I just want to dance.
That's your musical.
I just feel like a nerd for being the only one that says I like They Might Be Giants.
To whoever said Striper, I gotta say that was the first arena concert I ever attended as a teenager. So I saw them with Hurricane. It was quite the experience.
I want to bring back the Yellow and Black Stripes.
I heard that they're working on a new CD, actually.
Well, yeah. You know, all for the return of hair metal. I'm behind
yes.
it.
For all of you Striper fans.
That's right.
It's just yeah. Steve and Eddie.
They were pretty mainstream. They had a video on
TV
for a long time, and
sure
they were selling out arenas. The singer actually lives about 45 minutes from me. And he was putting up some of his gear in Craigslist, so people would go by and go, wow, that's the dude from Striper selling some of his stuff. So,
would
you guys buy some old Eyeshine gear?
Yeah.
If you signed it and put it on eBay, you could probably make a few bucks on it.
Screw it. Just sell it directly at a con after playing a show. Does anybody want my guitar?
How was singing with Vic? Johnny, you know what? He sang and wrote down a song and sent it to me. That was at First Noel. And then I just laid down the tracks over here. It was kind of weird because the style was totally different from what I do. So I had to, like, the only thing I could think of, like, I got to sing this like Boys to Men or something. So I tried to do my version of, and I guess that's what he used. But I was actually singing harmony and he used it as a lead. It was weird, but it works, I guess.
Okay, yep. is there a designated songwriter, or does everyone pitch in, says Spasian in our chat?
It's mostly Johnny. I write sometimes, like I'd play on the piano and show it to him, and then Johnny would change everything. for the most part, I probably have like one song on each CD. But Johnny makes the melodies and lyrics, and then most of the time he'd play something, and then we just add to it. But also other times, someone could be just playing a riff and we just make up something to it and it sounds cool, then Johnny would write lyrics for that.
Yeah, I guess there's a few different ways.
which one of you guys thought that our intro sucked so much that we needed a new one?
Yeah, we didn't even know.
We didn't even know, actually. We were just like, hey, yeah, we just assumed you didn't have one.
No, Kyle said, he's like, dude, we need a new intro. Can you help us out? And that's...
I've been trying to discern the origin of this intro since we got back from Techo, because Kyle said, oh yeah, they might do a new intro for us. I'm like, which one of them heard our intro? And it's like, God, this freaking sucks.
Well,
do better than this with our bands.
When we got off the plane, we were chatting with Jim Caviezel, and then Kyle was like, yeah, you know what? Write us a new intro.
And then Jessica Biel was
we saw Jessica Biel. She cut in front of us, man. We let it slide though, because you know, it was all right, Jessica Biel.
Is it taking the high road though, posting that on your Facebook and your Twitter, like, yeah, gee, I'm totally turning the other cheek right now while letting you all know how much of a douche she is.
Any sort of covers is what I also want to know. Will we do any covers? We haven't really planned any. We've got so many of our own new songs that we're trying to catch up to playing. Because we recorded, actually, like, we have like 3 CDs that we pretty much recorded. We just haven't mixed them all. And so it's hard for us. We're playing some of them little by little, but it's hard for us to, I guess, find some time to play a cover. We do want to come to the UK. But we need more fans there.
We'll wrap up in just a few minutes here. I see Doodleplex wants to know, what do the other Eyeshine members do outside of playing in the band? Like, what's their 9-to-5 job, if any, or, you know, hobbies?
I'm a private investigator, so I follow people, I stalk them, and I get them in trouble.
Booyah.
That's what I do. I get paid for that.
I'm a payroll administrator for a trucking company called Los Angeles Freightliner. Which sounds very exciting, I know.
He's a trucker.
I'm a trucker! No, I'm not.
I am the president of a limited liability corporation called Eyeshine. No, sorry, vice president. My bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
No, all I do is I shine stuff. I stare at the computer and try to get more fan lots of other junk.
And Miss November really wants to know, what is the atomic weight of paste?
Google it.
Google.
Google.
Asking science questions of musicians is not cool.
It's hurting my brain.
It's about four neutrons.
I was going to say, will you redo cellophane, Art Girl, Drum Green, Summertime for upcoming CD? Oh, might as well tell them. We do have a retro album. It's going to be all our old stuff that never made it onto our last three albums. And, there's quite a few songs that we're going to be throwing on.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of our like EP, our first...
Yeah, our first demo, it's we've redone all those songs and songs that didn't make it. So
we'll have our older...
It's our first, yeah, like basically where we're starting off. So it's a very old style for us, but we're going to...
California rock, beach point rock.
Yeah, whatever, California beach rock, beach I think rock. Is what they called it.
Sweet!
Sweet!
Yep, totally. Well, it's been just about an hour. I don't want to take any more of your guys' time, so thank you very, 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 very much for stopping by, pimping your awesome music, and talking to all the fans here in our live chat room and everyone else who's going to download the episode post-haste and all that cool stuff. Once again, pimp all your websites, pimp the new album, go for it.
Yeah, check out eyeshine.net to get some free downloads there.
Get us to play on the Warped Tour, battleofthebands.com/eyeshine.
Also, we're trying to do a national tour, and if you guys want, you can donate to help us out. Or buy merch, that's better.
Yeah, in our store, we've got a donate button, but if you'd rather have merch, we'd rather sell that to you.
Yeah.
We'll take whatever we can get, because we are trying to do a full tour here.
Unleash eyeshine.
Yes, more merch to come. Sorry, but it's coming.
Yeah, we keep selling out, which is good, but it's not good for us and you.
And warning down.
Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for laying down our brand new theme song. So no now we can always pimp that. Everyone in our chat, everyone listening at home, on our on-demand website, thebigballbroadcast.com, check out eyeshine.net. Request them to come to your local anime convention if you know, your Dynasty Johnny. It's like, hey, he's in a band too, and they're awesome. Thanks to Mark, the engineer, of course, for setting up and getting us all on Skype. And Skype, thank you for not self-imploding or anything, and Stickam for not imploding.
Thanks for being free.
Yeah. Thanks for being free. We like when technology is free and it works.
It's morphin' time.
Oh, there. You got it in. You got it in. See, everyone, I was going to stay away from the Power Rangers stuff, but, you know, we got one in at the end there. All right. Thank you very much, Eyeshine. And until next time, this is Kyle Hebert.
And this is Otherworld Steve.
See y'all.
Bye. Check out the BigBaldBroadcast.com, the central hub for all the geeky news that you can use. There you can listen to new episodes, go back through the archives, and view our latest Twitter news. You can send your mail and MP3 comments to mail@thebigbaldbroadcast.com. Subscribe now via iTunes, Zoom Marketplace, or your favorite RSS aggregator to have episodes downloaded automatically. Donations are graciously accepted and appreciated. Music provided by DJ Unicron and Zero Reynolds.